following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. This is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And we are here live and in person, as always at this time on the weekend. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in, whether you're a regular. We really appreciate you. You guys make the show. But if you happen to be new to us, stick around for the whole hour, and hopefully we can all learn something from each other. We are, as I said, live. Not all financial shows are live. Most of them are pre-recorded. You get to sit there and listen, and if you don't happen to be interested in the topic, too bad, you can't do anything about it. Here, if you want to take some control, all you got to do is pick up the phone and dial 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. And we will put you right to the head of the line, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Not that we don't have a lot to talk about.
We really do.
It's been an interesting time in the market. An interesting year in the market.
In the market, in the political scene, and just about everywhere, it's been pretty interesting.
If you can't find an hour's worth of stuff to talk about, you're just not paying attention.
That is true. There is so much going on out there, and so much of it is just crazy.
Yep. I think because we haven't done it for a while and because our audience grows every week, I'd like to talk a little bit about who we are just for a minute, just so everybody knows what goes on. We do actually have day jobs and a nice little office and all that stuff. Adam's really good at this stuff. He'll tell you more about us, who we are, what we do, how to find us, how to schedule if you want to come in and see us, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we are fee-only financial planners. And as part of that, we are fiduciaries. You'll hear a lot about that in the news recently, that some of our peers are having to become fiduciaries. Well, we already are, so we are obligated to put your interests ahead of our own.
They're not going quietly either.
No, a lot of protesting, and they've got deep pockets and really good lobbyists, so we'll see what happens. But it looks like it's going to happen.
And you will not hear a sympathetic note on this program.
No, you certainly will not. And for once in our lives, we find ourselves agreeing with some Democrats that we don't normally agree with.
So. Yeah, and firmly against the stance taken by some very prominent Republicans. So guess who's in the pocket of the industry, in my opinion?
Yeah. Oh, it's not an opinion. That's a fact. Yeah,
that's true.
Anyways, we're located in Jacksonville Beach, right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit of Butler Boulevard. If you ever want to reach us, you can call the office at 904-685-1505, or you can find us online at www.vanweefinancial.com, and you're going to have to be able to spell our last name to do that. VanWee, it is V-A-N-W-I-E, or Victor Alpha November Whiskey India Echo, for those of you in the military. And every week we update our website with new blog articles, and we cover a lot of the things that we cover on the radio and then some stuff we don't. So check back weekly to find out what we're blogging about. Podcasts of the radio show are also available on the website or on iTunes, and you can set it up so that it's automatically downloaded every time we update our stream. So do that. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/VanWee Financial, Twitter at VanWee Financial, or if you're not a person who likes to call, you can always email us at info@VanWeeFinancial.com. And if you send us an email during the week, we will answer the email live on the radio.
Mm-hmm. So if any of you out there have financial questions, and you're not willing to call the show, either for privacy reasons or just because you're chicken, which you don't have to be. We don't bite, but that's another story.
Yeah, I think we're pretty nice.
Yeah, just send us that email at info@VanWeFinancial, and we will address your topic. This was a very good week brought to you by, what, Monday through Wednesday?
Yeah, and then the rest of the week wasn't bad. It just kind of tapered off.
Yeah, well, you can't expect 5 days in a row like that, but it was a good week, a good solid week. And yeah. I'm very happy because you know how much fear is out there right now due to the first month and the first 11 days of February, which were the worst start in the history of the market. And now some other stuff has happened.
Yeah, we actually got back everything we gave up last week and then some. So the Dow and the S&P were up about 2.2% this week, and the NASDAQ, which has kind of been trailing in this recovery, surged 3.5% during the week, which was really nice. For the year, the Dow is now up 2.7, the S&P up 1.8, and the NASDAQ still trailing a little bit. It's down about 1.8%, but and almost if, back to where it started.
If Apple were to get over all the rumors and come back to where it should be, then that would go away too.
Which it has been making pretty good gains. It gave up a little towards the end of the week, but it hit over 112, which we haven't seen in a while.
Nope. No, I'm pretty optimistic. You know, they have to have a new product release every now and again to stimulate interest.
Yeah.
This is kind of a lull right now.
In the last 2 months or so, the rebound in the S&P has been nothing short of miraculous, I would say. 15% in 2 months, basically. Amazing.
50 days.
Yep. 50 trading days, I believe.
Trading days, yeah.
In small cap stocks, kind of a different story. The Russell 2000 index is still down over 10% from its all-time high set last June, despite almost, it still has rebounded almost 20% off its low, and it's still over 10% short of its all-time high. The S&P is only down 2.4% from its all-time high set in 2014. Most of the brokerage houses that I see writing or blogging or doing articles, or even the ones I've spoken with over the last couple of weeks, are predicting that the U.S. equity markets will see limited gains this year in the range of 3 to 5%. Seems to be the consensus, which is kind of a ho-hum year, but we're almost there.
Yeah, that's like saying they're all wrong.
Well, we don't know. I mean, there's no way to tell. But
I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be more than that. Or less than that.
Yeah.
Or they might have it exactly right. And I'll let you know.
Yeah.
January 1.
Exactly. So they're either wrong or the rest of this year is going to end up being kind of a wash.
People who predict the stock market are just foolish. They're taking up airtime.
Yeah, there's really no way to tell. It was not a pretty week for economic data, with 17 economic data points were released and only 3 of them beat their forecasts, which is pretty poor. Initial jobless claims did what they've been doing for months now and came in under expectations, staying well under the 300,000 mark at 253,000, which is fantastic. The estimate was for 270,000, so it's a really strong report. The continuing claims also came in under estimate, so it appears that the American workforce is finding jobs, even if it's not the ideal jobs for them.
And you know what the upshot of that is?
What's that?
We're creating consumers.
That's true. Everyone who goes back to work does consume more.
There you go. And when you create consumers, a bunch of things happen and they're all good.
We had another positive report this week, and it was the Empire Manufacturing Report, which is kind of ironic because that's the area of the economy that's really been struggling. But that was the only other positive report this week. Yeah. Everything else was...
Philly Fed was pretty positive, too. So there's different areas do better in different months, and nobody can explain exactly why. But if you take a one-month snapshot in time and call that what the economy is doing, you're subject to some error reporting.
Yeah. There's one of the negative reports I really want to talk about, but I'll do it after the break because I have a little piece on it.
Okay. Meanwhile, trivia question. You know what day it is, folks, and I don't mean Emancipation Day, but happy Emancipation Day, everybody, anyway. Which was actually celebrated yesterday, which is why the government was largely shut down. But anyway, we're going to talk about taxes because Tax Day is Monday, the 18th this year. So you got a couple extra days. Our trivia brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. We know that Tax Day is Monday, April 18th this year. If you are familiar with Tax Freedom Day, that means the day of the year that you get to go to work for yourself because you've worked long enough now that all your taxes are paid. When this year does Tax Freedom Day happen on average across the country? Don't go away. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
Call now, 800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818. Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. That's 800-298-5783.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you, or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Not available in all states.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
Lines are open, as always. Give us a call at 904-222-TALK. Right here, I have to mention that for those of you who missed this little tidbit last week, the new FM signal, which is particularly strong in the St. Augustine area, we are now on 94.1, The Answer. You can reach us also on the AM 600, which goes out into the further locations. So if you're kind of marginal in getting the signal anywhere, try the new 94.1, and it might answer your prayers right there. So Adam was talking economic indicators, and there was one in particular that is, of course, really near and dear to our hearts as small business people, and he wants to say a little bit more about it, and then we're both going to chat a little bit about what they're doing about it. Stay tuned for this one, folks. Get your funny bone warmed up.
Yeah, it's called the Small Business Optimism Report. And it was one of the negative reports for this week. And it's been on somewhat of a cliff dive over the last few months.
Pretty soon they're going to change the name to the Small Business Pessimism Report.
Right. And so there are two things that small businesses point out that make up 43% of the answers for why they are negative on their outlook. And shockingly, those two things are taxes and government red tape.
Who'd have thought?
I know. It's just, I can't believe it. But the funny thing about this report is that President Obama addressed it this week with one of his executive orders. But the problem is that he did so by putting another regulation in place. So his answer to small businesses having a tough time dealing with regulation was to invent more regulation.
Now for a more cynical look yet.
I don't know what to say.
Take a breather, America.
Just get out of the way of the small business owners, and they will create more jobs and stimulate the economy and do all the things that President Obama wants to happen. But instead, he solves it by putting more regulation in place. It makes no sense.
World famous tactical economist Barack Hussein Obama has it well in hand. Absolutely true, folks, that the lame duck president has figured out that the economy has stagnated for 7 years and that Congress is either unable or unwilling to fix it. And you know what? You're not going to hear this out of me very often. He's absolutely right.
He is right about that.
Yep. Now, he addressed a plan, as Adam pointed out. He signed an executive order directing every government agency to identify bottlenecks to competition. Then they have to identify ways to increase competition in the economy. After all, says Obama, quote, competition is good for consumers.
He's also right about that.
He is right about that. He claims to recognize that the free market works best when there's competition. Now, these are words we haven't heard from him, or we would have been praising him earlier for saying them. So welcome to the fight, Mr. Chief Executive. So how's it going to happen in Obama land? First, we're going to start with that icon of American business, that which makes us great, the absolute backbone of our entire society, the set-top cable and satellite box.
Everybody's favorite companies to deal with.
Yep. So he's going to save us from the non-competitive set-top box market because, after all, the average cable box rents for $231 a year. Now, I guess that that's outrageous because it's up 185% since 1994. But that sounds, you know, not that bad to me. But mobile phones and televisions have dropped by 90% in that same time period. The apples, oranges, peaches,
yeah,
whatever.
Mobile phones are nothing. Well, first of all, cable top boxes have been around for how many more years than mobile phones? I mean, there's a business cycle that happens where they innovate a new product, it comes out, it's very expensive, and then as time goes on, the price drops.
Yeah, and don't tell me that your set-top box today isn't a heck of a lot bigger, stronger, faster, more quality, more storage, the whole thing, than ever before, and that doesn't seem to be factored in here. But still, he's going after this. So, it is evident that the American consumer has a problem. But before we fix it, we should identify it, right? Isn't, after all, good problem solving starts with identification of the problem. Somehow, though, in the interview that he granted where he was divulging his great new plans, he kind of didn't get around to that. So I will. For all of you who are, as I call them, seasoned citizens, meaning in my age group, do you remember when the cable industry was in its infancy? Adam probably doesn't because it was before he was born. I remember clearly, though, we lived up close to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee was one of the first markets where cable companies were starting to compete. My response was to ask Sarah, why would anybody pay for television? It just seemed ludicrous at the time, so I thought it was going to be a big joke. After all, the commercials back then were very short and kind of to the point. There weren't that many of them. Okay, so I was wrong about the paying for television thing, but let's carry on here. I watched the process of Milwaukee's cable company coming in, and it was very clear that politics were going to be in this right from the beginning. After all, it was going to be a monopoly, an authorized monopoly. One company was going to get the bid for the whole metro area, which when you think about it is not all bad, because somebody's got to pay for laying all those cables, and you ought to have a period of time to get that back before it goes fully competitive. Now remember, we're back in the 60s here. So the company that got it the old-fashioned way. They bought politicians.
Isn't that how things get done in this country?
You find me a retired alderman, council member, or mayor from Milwaukee, and I'll show you a millionaire. They all walked away in the first few years with tremendous sums of money. And it got going through the pay-to-play. Then you go from pay-to-play to pay-to-watch. So it got done, but it stayed that way. To this day, what's your competition in the cable TV market?
Satellite.
Yeah. Can two cable companies come in and compete for your business? It just isn't done because they've been in the pockets of the politicians forever. Now, imagine here, 50 years ago, this was going on. Now, how long does a patent run? 14, 17, depending?
Yeah, something like that.
The purpose of a patent is so that the inventor can recoup all of that and hopefully put some profit in the bank before it goes out to the general public, at which time competition gets intensified. In fact, I think it was the entire cable industry that launched Clark Howard's career. Do you remember that when he was just getting known, the term customer no service? That's what made him famous, and that's what the cable companies have long been noted for. Well, here we are, 2016. Help is on the way. Ironically, as Adam pointed out, we're going to get help by increasing regulation, which is supposed to somehow spur more competition.
And also, ironically, his example that he used to target is the cable companies, which are a monopoly authorized set up by the government.
Yes, exactly right. So if you can't seem to think if there might be a better way, you just stay tuned. So problem solved, according to Obama. He has announced that $231 is outrageous. So therefore, people are going to have to come in. What's he going to do? I'll bet he mandates a lower number than that. You heard it here first, just in case. So the president's whiz kids, these are called the Council of Economic Advisors, recently released a report that documented reduced competition in the economy. They noted a reduced level of business startups, a higher concentration of industry-specific measures of concentration. In other words, fewer providers. I wonder what that little gem costs. They could have just called me or listened to the show once.
And I also wonder why that is. Is it that people don't want to start businesses because there's too much government regulation?
Gee, who knows? Well, the CEA noted also that labor mobility had slowed down and that some firms were making, quote, outsized returns. So my first question to all of you is, what's a normal return? Were they talking about Apple's 30-odd percent or Microsoft's 30-odd percent or Exxon's 7%? Or what's a normal return, people? If someone's making an outsized return, it's obviously something lower than whoever he was referring to. And the other thing the CEA announced was that they saw 50 large companies who were increasing their share of the pie. Well, obviously that means the pie is fixed, right? Because they're just getting a bigger share. I get a dollar, it means you lose one, right?
That's an assumption the government makes all the time that is absolutely wrong. The pie can grow.
Well, in this era of government serving the people, Obama noted that the FAA and DOT, it's transportation, sought to provide airlines with greater access to takeoff and landing sites at capacity-constrained, what they call slot-controlled airports. Here's a direct quote before the break. The FCC, in its recent spectrum auction design, established a market-based spectrum reserve designed to insure against excessive concentration in holdings of low-band spectrum.
What?
Huh? I'll do my best to explain that after the break. Lines are open, 904-222-TALK, 222-8255. Trivia question. Monday is tax day. What's tax freedom day when you actually get to go to work for yourself? And I'll give you a little hint. It's not between now and Monday. So on the day we all owe our taxes, we're still working for the government. With that happy thought, it's break time. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Q, Hewitt, Laura Ingram, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, 94.1 and AM 600. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search continues for possible victims beneath mounds of rubble in southern Japan after a pair of major earthquakes and numerous follow-up aftershocks. It's touch and go for many people who could be trapped now. It would be several days. And with inclement weather setting in, there's a fear that mudslides may hamper the search. The death toll now confirmed at 41. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has deployed ships and aircraft in a search for a boat believed to be carrying 27 people in the southern Mediterranean. The boat is thought to be transporting migrants trying to reach Europe from Africa. Syrian opposition activists say the Islamic State group has captured several villages in the northern province of Aleppo during clashes with government forces. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighting is concentrated in areas east of a strategic town on a highway that links government-held parts of Aleppo with the rest of the country. This is SRN News.
Ladies, we know all too well about the importance of good skincare, but as time passes, even with a good at-home regimen, it becomes a bit harder to keep that youthful look. At Advantage Dermatology, they offer a vast array of cosmetic procedures and skincare protocols that fit your needs and budget. With everything from Botox and fillers to peels, laser hair, and spot removal treatments, they can keep you looking young. Advantage Dermatology, the distinct advantage to healthy and beautiful skin. Call 387-4991. Online, AdvantageDerm.com.
Do the Republicans who still control the Senate and the House want a Republican to win? Absolutely not. They want Hillary to win. They wouldn't care if Sanders won. They wouldn't care if Fidel Castro came back from the sickbed and ran America as a Democrat. They do not want to own the presidency. Because once they own the presidency, Senate, and House, then they have to take the blame for the disaster called America right now.
The Savage Nation at 3 on WBOB 94.1. The Answer.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. From Underwoods. In San Marco, Avondale, the shops of Ponte Vedra, and the Avenues Mall.
25 years has seen a lot of changes, but one thing hasn't changed. The quality of CopyFax, a family-owned business taking pride in their service and products. CopyFax offers easy document management to store and back up all of your business files. CopyFax is the only local distributor for the Samsung product line and services the full HP printer fleet. Your choice for multifunction office management. Update and simplify today. 904-296-1600 and online at CopyFax.com. CopyFax is proud to serve our local military.
How long will it take to get where you're going? WBOB 94.1 has the answer.
And there is one crash. St. Johns County State Road 81A North. That's over there at Ponte Vedra Point Boulevard. So watch out. 50% chance of showers today. 40 tonight with mostly cloudy skies and breezy weather in the offing. Look for partly sunny tomorrow. High 72. It's currently 70. WBOB 94.1, The Answer.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And in this final half hour, we want to finish up a couple things and then maybe get a little more lighthearted. But most of all, we would like to hear from you. So pick up the phone, dial 222-TALK, 222-8255, area code 904. This segment, sponsored by one of the hardest working guys in the country right at the moment.
He really is.
Troy Robinson at Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. As things are really starting to grow, I'm seeing it every day. It's beautiful if you can avoid sneezing all through it, but it takes some maintenance. So give Troy a call at 662-9794, Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Well, I want to wrap up some of my cynical look at government with a few more caustic comments before we go on to some better things. I want to read this to you again. This is how government works, folks. They wonder why small business people feel oppressed. This is a quote. The FCC, in its recent spectrum auction design, established a market-based spectrum reserve designed to insure against excessive concentration in holdings of low-band spectrum. What that meant was, they allowed certain airports to take certain flights at certain times to more equalize the load. Duh.
Okay.
Allowed. They allowed. This is where every dollar that you make and everything that happens in the country is assumed by politician to be theirs. And anything they let you do is a little gift. So Obama and the CEA argued that consumers and workers would benefit from additional policy actions by the government focusing on consumer issues. Sorry, I can't help it. These are the same people that gave us Elizabeth Warren's Consumer Financial Protection Board. So that just proves that government works, right? Oh, wrong, wrong-o. The CFPB reports to the Federal Reserve, not to the government. So the government established by, for, and of the people. I just can't make this stuff up, folks. Obama does correctly state that Congress is stuck for ideological reasons and that workers haven't benefited as much as they used to from the great reforms of his administration. No argument from me. Maybe if an American company had been hired to build the healthcare.gov website, some Americans might have actually had better jobs for that $600 billion or whatever the heck they spent.
Yeah, I guess none of Michelle's American friends ran website companies, though.
Apparently not. You can call me a cynic, but listening to Obama impersonate a free market capitalist is a very bad joke. I could improve the lot of Americans far easier if he'd hand me just for a few minutes his veto pen, and I could veto a few things like the protection board and like market-based spectrum reserves. So I'm not from Missouri, but sometimes I feel like it. If you want to improve competition, show me. I love quoting Marvin Gaye, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. All right, with that happy note, lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Adam has a very pertinent question for so many people out there, and that question is, why are you always broke?
Yeah, why are you always broke? Well, so there's two types of people in this world. There's those that have perpetual money problems and those that don't. Even those that don't can find themselves hurting once in a while, maybe getting behind on something, but I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking about the people that just can't seem to get ahead. People with perpetual money problems are the ones that no matter what they do, the hole just gets deeper. They can't ever dig out. If you feel like I'm describing you, you're not alone. In fact, I would guess that the majority of Americans fall in this category. According to an article printed in CNN Money in 2013, 76% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. And this is not unique to households that don't make a lot of money. In 2015, CBS Money Watch published an article claiming that one-third of households earning more than $75,000 per year were living paycheck to paycheck. How can that be? The first and most obvious reasons that you are always broke is the availability of credit. And I know that seems a little bit ironic, but I think it's true.
Not to me. Not ironic to me.
Credit is a wonderful thing, but it's also a very dangerous thing. The dangerous thing about credit is that it allows us to view things that are to view things that we can't afford as affordable. Using credit responsibly to buy a house, to buy a car, or finance an education makes sense. As long as you don't exceed your budget on these items, you should not get in trouble financing them. However, these days, we are financing everything that we buy, and that can lead to huge problems. Let's use the example of a $20,000 boat. You don't have $20,000 to buy the boat, but a five-year loan at 6% only costs $387 per month. That's not too bad. What you probably have not thought about is the gas for the boat, the insurance for the boat, the maintenance for the boat, and all the other expenses that go with the boat. And we have a call.
In keeping with our longstanding policy, we will always be happy to interrupt unless something's critically important when we get something like Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, just wonderful. And you?
I'm just nothing short of fantastic.
Good. What's on your mind today?
I've got a question for you. Relatively recently, let's say in the last 2 months, 3 months, I have purchased solid stocks such as AT&T, another stock called EPD, and here's what I've done, and I'd like to have your suggestions. I purchased a fair amount of block of shares. I ex-dated the stock when they paid the dividend. Then I sold the calls a month out. And I double-dipped. And let's just make an assumption that it's 10,000 shares of AT&T.
Okay.
I pick up roughly $4,800 in the dividend.
Right.
And I also, based on the, let's say I was a dollar a share ahead on selling the calls, so I picked up another roughly $3,000.
Okay.
The stock was called out because it exceeded the call, but that was fine with me. So on a short-term basis, I picked up $7,000 in cash.
Right.
And I've done that with Philip Morris and Enterprise Pipelines, and I've never missed a target, and I've created at least another $100,000 in the accounts.
Good work.
Mm-hmm. Is that a bad strategy?
No.
No, but one thing you must realize, at first, was it $4,800 that you picked up on the dividend?
Yes, sir, and on the other stocks also.
That came out of your investment because you bought it at the pre-dividend price. It then drops as they pay the dividend to the post-dividend price, which is $4,800 less than that. So you turned capital into income by doing that. Now, not so if you're selling the calls, that's pure income. But it's not a pure gain to do it that way because of the value change. Now, if the stock goes right back up, then what you've done is practically miraculous in that you only lost value for a day or two or however long it took for it to climb back up. In a rising market, this is a tremendous way to gather cash from an investment account. But it's not all pure gain. That's my point.
No, I understand, and I know that the stock do dip at the normally under normal circumstances. It could be, let's say the dividend paid a dollar, that the stock would drop a dollar, sometimes $1.10, $1.20, depending on what the fluctuation is. But all of them have recovered.
Yes, and in a rising market, it's perfect. It's really perfect.
I just want to make sure I'm going crazy here.
Oh, no, it's really good. In fact, I'll talk a little bit more about the covered calls after the break because it's a wonderful strategy, less risky than any other form of option.
It is.
Before we have to run here, would you like to take a shot at the trivia question, which is what is the average day that people start working for themselves in this country? We call it Tax Freedom Day.
Okay, sure. Go for it.
It's after April 18th, so pick a date.
I'm going to say May 18th.
That's too late, thank God. We appreciate it, and I will follow up a little bit after the break. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's not that late, but I tell you, New York pushes it a little bit, but I'm looking for the average overall. All right, don't go away. We were up on a hard break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the covered calls. Adam will talk a little bit more about trying not to be broke all the time. Lines are open as they always are. Give us a call. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long, so call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we have one more segment. I can't believe how quickly this is going today, but of course we knew that because it's now tax time and all that. So trivia question remains, what is tax freedom day on average in this country? That is the day we get to start working for ourselves, and it is after April 15th or even after April 18th this year, which to me, as I mentioned, Adam, right before the show, the least they could do is cut taxes enough that Tax Freedom Day came before April 15th.
Yeah.
It's just adding insult to injury.
It really is.
Back to Tom for a second. Calls and puts are the fundamental forms of options, which means you have an option to do something. So if you sell a call, for instance, you own something, you sell a call to someone, they pay you money for it. That call allows them at any time between the sale date and the expiration date to call your stock to them at the predetermined price, which is called the strike price. A put is different. With a put allows you to sell your stock to someone at a prearranged price. So if it goes down, you get to put it to them and get the more money for it. So you either call it in or you put it to them. That's the way to remember it. The only option that is risky, less, what's the word I'm looking for? The least risky option, the only one that is okay, according to the IRS, to use in a retirement account is selling the covered call. Everything else is too risky a strategy. If you're going to do these things, folks, learn and learn to graph them.
Yeah, and that's what Tom was talking about. He was selling covered calls, and it's basically like renting your stock is what you'll hear it referred to a lot. And so he actually owns the shares, and then he was selling the call options on them.
The only limit that you have an exposure to by doing that is the upside. If your stock does really well, too bad, you're going to lose it. But you don't have a downside unlimited risk, which is what plagues so many people who think they know something about options.
Yeah, and basically what you need to know about options, if you don't understand them, stay away from them.
And even if you think you understand them, test it on paper first. Don't do the actual buying.
Right.
Just keep track of your records and see what would have happened. You might surprise yourself. Like I said, learn to graph them. It's very interesting to graph these things, where the break-even point is, where you can lose, where you can gain. Once you see it on paper, it really makes a lot of sense. All right, Adam, a little bit more on why we might always be broke.
I was talking about the example of buying a boat. So a $20,000 boat, not many people can shell out $20,000 for, but at $387 per month, it sounds like a great deal. But the real cost of that boat is probably going to be closer to double that because there's a lot of expenses that go in the boat. So the fact is, when you look at that $20,000 and think you can't afford it, even if you're only paying $387 a month, you still can't afford it. So instead of going to buy the boat and financing it, why don't you start putting that $400 a month into an account for a year, save it up, and then use that money once it gets big enough to buy the boat. That way, you know you can afford the boat because not only once you buy it, you don't have that payment anymore. And then you can use that money you were putting away every month to cover the expenses. But we never look at it that way. We just say, oh, I can afford $387 a month. I'm going to go buy the boat because I want a boat.
I think the term is instant gratification society.
Exactly. So the second reason that you're always broke is that you don't have a budget. You want to do a budget, you think you should do a budget, but you don't do a budget. And then when you do a budget, you leave everything out of it. That's important.
It's like that commercial about when people mention we should work on our financial plan. One's got to go mow the lawn, one's got to do
doing everything else, but they're
I get a
cleaning
kick out of
blinds.
That. Yeah. Every time it comes on, I get a kick out of it because it's so true.
And then let's say you do a budget. The next thing to do is actually track how you're doing against that budget. And that's where, I mean, nobody does that. If there's a handful of people out there who are nerds like Dad and I who actually track everything every month, but most people aren't ever going to do that. And it is the easiest way to get your financial life on track. You need to know where the money's going and know where it's supposed to go and then where it actually goes and compare where they're different. And then you can fix your financial life. But until you do that, you're just kind of grasping at straws. It's just never going to work.
You want to know the easy way? And I've said this over and over and over. Put your stuff on Quicken or Microsoft Money or Mint or one of those programs and enter everything that you spend, everything you take out, everything you spend, amortizations for things, and it will tell you what your budget ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get a little history, I've got about 20 years of history in Quicken. I can ask it, how much money did I spend on whatever in the year 1999, and it'll pop right up. That is the most effective, inexpensive tool you can possibly imagine.
But it takes a lot of work and dedication, and therefore it's not for everybody, but it should be.
But a little bit every few days, and your history will start to develop itself over time.
Yeah, but programs like Mint have made it a lot easier. So if you haven't checked, haven't looked at that,
which,
go to
mint.com. Which, by the way, is free.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And it will aggregate all of your accounts. You can see your whole financial life in one place. It's a great tool. I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
The third reason you're always broke is related to the first reason, and it's credit cards. If you have a balance on a credit card, I don't care if it's $2 or $2,000. It's too much. Pay it off. End of story.
I agree.
Yeah. The fourth reason is that stuff always seems to come up when you don't expect it. I'm talking about the tires for the car, a medical, you go to the ER and it ends up costing you $1,000 towards your deductible. These things always come up when you can least afford it. It happens every time, and we don't have our emergency fund set aside, and therefore you're trying to fund it out of your cash flow or you're taking on credit card debt. it's going to happen. You have to budget for the things that come up unexpectedly, and none of us do it. We're all guilty.
The financial planner's version of take two aspirin and call me in the morning is, okay, start your cash reserve, mm-hmm. and when it hits about $10,000, call me and come back, and we'll go to step two.
Exactly.
Nothing else matters until you've protected yourself.
And the last reason you're always broke is that you have kids, and I don't even think I need to explain that one.
Not but to me.
Kids cost a fortune, and you're so willing to spend it on them because you want to get everything the best for them and do everything right, but it ends up breaking your budget, and there's almost nothing you can do about that one except be more disciplined.
$285,000 per child to get them up to age 18.
That doesn't include the cost of college.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nor the car that they might want to drive when they're 16.
So I have a lot more on this topic, but I'm going to post it on the blog because we just don't have time to get into it today. But check it out on Monday. It'll be up there. It's a good article.
Yep. A couple of quick words about Monday. Monday this year is April 18th, which is tax day this year due to the holidays and the calendar layout. The 1040 form has two pages on it, and I've been talking about this a lot lately. Page one is where all the work takes place, and it sends you to several other schedules. The biggest thing you have to do is page one, which is determine your income. What IRS is there for is not to determine your taxes. They're there to determine your income, and they give you all the forms to do it on that 1040. Ted Cruz is 100% wrong. You cannot put a tax return using a flat tax on a postcard because no one knows what the first line is if they've got investment income, if they have a small business, if they have any complexity whatsoever. The work in doing taxes is computing income. Well, the top two-thirds of that page get you down to income. But then the bottom third of that page is the miraculous part. Things that come off of your income, not itemized deductions, those take place on page two. You get your exemptions and your itemized deductions on page two to determine taxable income. The key to life is get your total income down, and it will flow right through. What can you do even if you don't itemize? Well, teachers can deduct up to $250,000 a year in expenses for their classroom. And you know that budgets are all slim in every classroom in America, and any good teacher is going to be spending money out of his or her pocket to enhance what they get in the classroom. Deductible on the bottom of the first page. Employee business expenses, if you use your own car or something like that for your employer and you don't get reimbursed for it. Now, these are subject to a limitation of 2% of adjusted gross income. But at 57.5 cents a mile, you can, if you drive very few miles, you can turn that into a pretty darn big subtraction from your income. Let's see, the performing artists, there's some stuff like that. If you're disabled and have job expenses, there are some of those. Health savings accounts, for those of you who have a high deductible plan and a health savings account, that comes off on the first page. Moving expenses, if you move at least 50 miles for purposes of changing your job, that's deductible. A lot of self-employed things like health insurance, deductible on the first page. Early withdrawal penalties for certain things, educational costs, retirement contributions, IRAs. There are so many of these things. You should just print out a 1040 form and read page one and find out all those things on the bottom third of page one that can help you. And you will have a much, much better time Monday if you don't extend. The other thing is just extend. It takes all the hassle out of it. Thanks to all the CPAs of the world who are still hanging in there tough. We appreciate it. April 21st, on average, you get to work for yourself. That tax freedom day this year, unless you live in New York, it's May 4th. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. It's the Van Wee Financial Hour.